The room you are in is dim, but there is a faint blue glow coming from one object in particular. Maybe someone left it on. Well, it wouldn't be good to let their energy bill go through the roof. Obviously, you should take a good look at it. Oh, and turn it off. Yeah, of course. You head toward the large metal pod with its glass door. The door slides open at your approach. Indeed, the circular metal patch at the center of the pod is glowing blue. When you step inside, the glass seals behind you. But, reassuringly, you can see a nearby safety release, so you'd be able to get out if you had to. The light you saw is coming from a blue electronic panel with a screen displaying pictures. These pictures are a cycling slideshow of planets. None look like anything you have seen before. All of the worlds have different information displayed next to them. But it scrolls by very fast. You do notice each and every one is safely habitable. Some even have things living on them, based on the scans. Ah, of course. Scans. This must be a scanning station for surveying distant worlds. An advanced piece of technology. They didn't have this during the last planet rush. Funny for it to be hidden back here. Even funnier for it to be unguarded. Someone was careless. They left it on. Can't hurt to get a good look at some planets. This information might be very useful to those about to go on the planet rush. And so, you take a look. The panel is showing a very interesting world right now. Earth-like temperature, same kind of climate, but purple skies, green waters, and a number of strange temple-like structures dispersed over one of the continents. You zoom in by touching the display and splaying your fingers. These appear to be craters around the temples. They're stepped and made of stone, with doors both top and bottom. Odd. Within those craters, peculiar plant life is growing. It looks like nothing else in the environment. This might be a very interesting thing to tell people about. Plus, the scanner says there's a strong psychic signature somewhere on the planet. That's a rare thing in its own right. Even rarer than a scanner this advanced. You must be very lucky today. You double tap on a location close to one of the structures, trying to zoom in, only to find that double tap is not a zoom function on this monitor. There's a faint electronic hum. The energy from the blue panel under you jets upward. Guess that really isn't how you zoom in. You're in a bright, safe place. But, though the light doesn't hurt or touch you, something is happening as it surrounds you. Everything seems safe enough. You reach out toward the edge of the circle of light, but before your fingers touch it, it is gone. You are standing in a different place. Oh. Teleportation machine. Those are even rarer. Some people thought they were a myth. Guess not. Crap. There's no sign of an easy way back. In front of you is one of the structures. The strange stone monolith with stairs up to the front door. You notice underneath in the crater, burn marks. This isn't just a temple. Must be a ship. Also, you can see the green water of a distant lake off to one side. The sky is indeed purple. The air is warm and comfy. Humidity is present, but there's also a cloyingly sweet scent. Your body feels warm and stimulated, an electric tingle passing over your skin. You're a bit drawn to the front door. A distant chattering. Maybe local birds. Or something you can't see. You hear a voice, faint but understandable. It whispers words. Come inside. You begin walking into the crater. If that's a ship, maybe it has communications, Or you could fly it back toward the station. This planet wasn't super far from the edge of known space anyway. There's something growing on the ground, kind of soft, silky grass in the same purple as the sky. It is springy when you walk over it. It releases more of that scent from before. You see trees off to the right, and to the left of the entrance, to this huge stone structure. They are curvy, almost alluring, and they have bulbous fruit all over them that glisten in the light. They seem lubricated. Strange, they don't fit in with the rest of the plants on this world. The grass-like substance underfoot releases more of that scent and makes you feel somewhat peculiar. A strange flush of heat and arousal. You move toward the steps up into the vessel, almost automatically, trying to suppress what is, after all, inappropriate arousal. You'll have to see who's on the inside. Hopefully they're okay, so you can ask them for help. The steps are warm. They hum and vibrate underfoot, suggesting energy still exists in this vessel. You feel a slight curiosity about who or what might be in here. At the top of the stairs, the structure of the ship radically changes. Inside the arched door, even the substance of the ship alters. Black and shiny material. The floor is very slightly slick, but easy to walk on. The walls glisten, but nothing drips from them. They are clean and not too shiny. That distant chittering, like distorted alien birdsong, reaches your ears. You smell more of the sweet scent from outside, and see that there is some of that grass piled up there. In a corner, bunched near the entrance. The proportions inside the ship are not unusual. Long corridors with strange dark walls, and a general slick, viscous look to the whole place. Some of the round alien fruit you saw on those trees outside have been gathered up and stored in yet another corner, similar to the purple grass. The grass still emits a sweet scent that you now think might be responsible for your eerie arousal. Still, you can move just fine, and your thinking is mostly unaffected. You look down one of the hallways that seems more central than the others, and begin to slowly, methodically proceed along it. The floor is slightly slick, so you reach out and touch one of the dark, seductively organic walls. Indeed, all the surfaces in here are becoming curvy and slippery the further in you go. The place has a seductive architecture, draws you in, and that sound persists, a whispering on the edge of hearing, now stronger as you pass through corridors toward the core of the ship. Come inside. You see a big room ahead. There's a faint green door that looks like a slick membrane. You can just barely see through it. A spiderweb of black, chitinous substance connects it to the surrounding walls. When you get close, the door begins to rise. The second time today, a door has automatically opened at your approach. But when you step into the room feeling encouraged, you don't know why. There's a glow from a distant green membrane on one of the walls. It looks a bit like a computer terminal. The door automatically closes behind you. And again, it's the second time for that as well. But this time, there is no reassuring safety release button nearby. You also see, as soon as you step into the dim, hot room with its curved walls seductively inviting you, that the purple grass from outside, which emits that sweet arousing scent, is piled up in the corners. The strange round, shiny, slick fruit you saw on distant trees in the changed part of the planet outside is likewise present here, stacked into alcoves and laid on top of the grass. You hear the chirping, chittering, whispering, repeating those words again and again. Come inside, that voice, and it encourages you to move forward into a circle of light. You can see more of the room in here. The previous rooms did not have slime on the walls or ceiling, not really. But it's there now, clinging, throwing back reflections of the eerie light. You don't know the source, only that the light is green. This whole place is a clear appearance of being crafted to receive guests, and to arouse them, to lure you in with the hidden sexual purpose that resonates. You stand still and look into the darkness. There are large oval shapes connected to the walls and floor. You look at the nearest, which can be seen on the edge of the circle of light. It has an opening at the tip of the oval. It looks like a dark, shiny egg. The tip of the oval is a pair of vaginal lips, slightly parted, dripping moisture, a feminine sex, and the sweet scent that hangs around it. It resembles nothing so much as a huge egg, hungering. The chittering sound is from around you, beneath you, within your mind, all at the same time. When you move forward any further, two long, sinuous, dark forms descend from the roof and touch down on the ground near you. They are humanoid. You focus on one. It glistens. Its dark chitin throws back the sourceless green light which pervades this chamber. They stare at you, even though their faces are covered by dark chitin, no visible eyes, long oval heads that point back diagonally into the air, and very humanoid feminine mouths, perfect bee-stung lips, dark, dark hue. They are incongruous against the setting of their dark alien eyeless features, incongruous in this different place. The lower half of their faces resembles nothing so much as a woman's pouting mouth. They are also completely identical. You look at the second one. The two of them move toward you. Each lays a hand on one shoulder. Your entire body feels warm when they touch you. Their fingers are coated in that hard, chitinous covering. Their presence is unnerving, but you stand quite still. You don't know their intentions, but you may need their help. The carapace on their bodies is luxurious and soft somehow. It yields and holds your body there. Rubbing up and down your forearms, each of them begins to use their hands to stimulate you, pulling at your clothing, stripping it away. You hear the chittering coming from them, but the voice which rises up is not coming from either of them, really. They make you nervous. They are clearly powerful and strong, and they have long, dark tails with the same carapace. Their lips are not smiling, expressionless, but wet and slightly pouted. You see they have large breasts, or what appear to be their breasts, huge mounds covered in dark chitin. Likewise, their bodies are curvy, their butts huge and covered in the same dark exterior. They are slick and glistening, and when they touch you, they leave behind a warm residue that turns you on. It has a similar arousing effect to that scent of sweet grass outside. The eggs on the walls are all faintly moving, you notice, shivering, the lips pouting, moisture dripping past the vagina-like openings to them, pooling on the floor below. Come inside. You see something at the other end of the room. It's in the shadows and it's beginning to stir. Your body feels warm and peaceful. This is actually a safe place for you, you realize. That knowledge arrives in your head unbidden, but it feels so right. Any nerves or fear or discomfort fade away, dissipating in the green light as they touch you. Each of the creatures move perfectly, with perfect synchronization. When one hand slides down your arm, so does the other's. When one grips your shoulder, so does the other. When the one to your left rubs its breasts against your arm, so does the one to your right. They are completely identical. They move completely identically. They are shiny, and the view of them is captivating. They're like sexy servants focused entirely on you. At least their hands are. But you notice their heads are turned, and where their eyes would be is looking toward the far end of the room. Ah, so that's where the green light is coming from. It was so diffuse and all-encompassing that it was hard to place before. There's another figure in the shadows. She's crouched low, legs spread. Her breasts are massive, her butt huge and shapely. She is almost a caricature of the feminine form. Her face is even fuller lips than the two lean, lithe creatures next to you, and a sleeker look where her chitin covers where her eyes would be. She must be much bigger and stronger. When you look at her, you once more hear words in your head, and now you know their source. Come inside. You wonder what she means. You already have come inside. You hear a metallic-sounding click. You look left and right as the breasts of the two feminine alien creatures are moved away from your arm. They have knelt on the ground. That's what that sound was. They are moving around in front of you, instead of approaching from the side to rub their breasts against you. When they do so, they begin nuzzling you. They are extremely careful. Looking toward the hunched figure at the other end of the chamber, that massive alien with even larger breasts than the two twins, you see she's moving her hands, and the way she's moving them seems to predict the next movement of the creatures kneeling at your feet. Is she controlling them? The creatures are careful as they rub their faces against your crotch. The chitinous part where their eyes would be is carefully held away, so only their lips and the soft flesh of their faces at the lower part touches against your rigidness. So, it feels incredible, but they certainly aren't done. They are careful. The figure on the distant pedestal at the other end of the room is watching. You can tell. The two figures stick out pink tongues that look human, but are very long and covered in nubs. They lean in and begin to lick you. Their tongues are amazing, yielding, perfect, and hot. They begin to reach everywhere, absolutely everywhere that feels good. They manage to be hot and sticky at the same time, as the rest of the aliens radiates coolness. Your whole body is aroused. You lean into the ministrations, letting them lick you. They also seem to be reaching for something, with the hands that are not wrapped around your legs to caress your inner thighs. Every second they are touching you is an arousing, continuous spate of pleasure, spurting into your mind, and they show no sign of stopping their mechanistic, continuous stroking with their tongues. They are caressing you as if you were delicious and perfect, and you know the figure on the pedestal, the queen as you have come to think of it, is directing these identical aliens to bring you pleasure. That said, neither is trying to get you off. Indeed, both are pressing their faces against you in arousing nuzzling more than they're doing anything else. Gradually, a change comes over you. The lubricant is soaking into your skin, providing warmth and arousal beyond what any normal bodily fluid would. The sucking of their lips when they kiss your inner thighs, the way their tongues lick you everywhere, is incredible. There are small bumps on their tongues, making them superior to any normal tongue, and their lips are plus and plush and perfect, big and soft and perfect. Yes, so good. The oral stimulation they deliver invades your brain, makes you hard, and sends you to a horny place where you could come any time if they would just deliver the right kind of stimulation. But they carefully do not. You grow more and more turned on as they begin to kiss, and they are basically wrapping their bodies around your legs so they can nuzzle you better, get closer, lick more of your lower body. They are using one hand to rub your inner thighs, massaging more pleasure into you, and rubbing their lubricating, arousing aphrodisiac saliva around. Their lips are pillowy soft, divine, and pliable as they suck and lick and stimulate. They stick to your flesh and seem to not want to leave. Their tongues have phenomenal ridges, fit to milk maximum pleasure out of your sensitive cock. Then the aliens with their long oval heads and lashing dark tails lean in to spread their lips and form a suckling seal that forces pleasure into you, one suckling the underside of your shaft, the other capturing the tip. Their mouths form a perfect vacuum around what they aim to give oral pleasure to. And right now your cock is buried in one's mouth, while the other kisses and sucks lower, sliding its vacuum seal, unsealing and resealing on the way to your balls, seemingly obsessed with them. You see the queen on her pedestal, dictating their actions by moving her hands. You take a good look, watching the hands of the aliens who are pleasuring you, even as you feel your eyes try to roll back from how hard you are being pleasured. They have long, dark nails, but have been using them so carefully that it doesn't matter. The aliens pull you close and lick, kiss. They look utterly different from any alien you've ever seen, but they also seem to want you to come so very badly, and yet also for you to wait and come later. You just give in. Give in to the good euphoric feeling, to their perfect lips and their tongues, which seem designed to send you drifting and shivering in a sea of oral pleasure. The aliens pull you close and lick. Feels wonderful. They are pleasuring you. They are feeling you. Stimulating you. They want to sway and bob their heads, and so they do. They want whatever the queen wants them to want, leaning into dark tongues over your skin, and then over your inner thighs, and then every sensitive place they can. By varying the sensations, they introduce maximum arousal without risking climax, which is good, because they pretty clearly intend to keep you going and going, and get maximum pleasure out of you before allowing it. Your body is so amped up, so pleasured, that they are edging you on purpose, as close to orgasm as they're able to get you, without even pausing. They are mechanistic, controlled by something outside of them. They will carry on regardless. There is no stopping them, only surrendering. You see the figure on the pedestal gradually begin to move. The two twins attached to your body grab hold of some fruits from those nearby piles, bringing them over to you. You notice these produce the same viscous oil the alien skin does. Well, not skin, more chitin. And they pour that oil over you as they move, lots of it right over your shaft and head. The aliens affixed to you, licking you, kissing you, do not react to the rise and approach of the queen. They stay right where they were. They continue to calmly break the pod-like fruit open and pour its lubricant all over your belly, crotch, legs, thighs. It is warm and forcibly arouses you as it flows. One of them latches onto you, using its mouth for what it was so clearly designed for, giving pleasure to your shaft. These aliens were obviously made to deliver pleasure and elicit orgasm from your length. These aliens, for what purpose you know not, are bringing you closer and closer. But the queen, slowly walking toward you, is still staring right at you, and you have not yet been made to come. It rather seems she is going to let you know what the purpose of this pleasure she is giving you happens to be. The xenomorph connected between your legs begins to capture and suck on you with such speed and apparent delight. Your cock must be like a treat to it. Even being expressionless, it is so very focused and apparently happy. It makes little chittering noises in its throat, possibly at the influence of the queen. It appears to be moving on its own to massage you. Indeed, it is hilted, your penis deep, and you hear the queen in your mind again. Even though you are ramping up toward climactic glee, you hold back. Your body feels incredible with each slow, soft kiss and lick. You contort and roll your body into them, your shaft embedded in one's throat. The sucking is methodical, the kissing is constant. A lick, a smooch, the movement of their heads to readjust. They form vacuum seals and force pleasure into you. They're built for it. The queen is near now. So near, very near. She's reaching one long-fingered hand to touch your face. You notice she has four arms. Two are tucked behind her back. Her entire body is slick black chitin, but she has breasts even larger than the two drones, and she, unlike them, has a slick feminine pussy between her legs. But it is not this she is bringing toward you. You are not being given the chance to touch it. Instead, she touches you. The two smaller ones withdraw. This leaves you deeply turned on and your whole body shivering. Her mere presence this close lets you know for sure that she is the source of the psychic signal that is influencing you, and the presence of her body is turning you on more and more. You hear her words welcoming you. You hear how her whole body is slick as she taps and slides across the floor toward you. Your nearness to her is sufficient to make you aware of her much larger size. The hand rubbing your shoulder makes you very aware of her incredible strength. She places one hand on the right side of your body, and one hand on the left, and then she lifts you effortlessly. The two aliens who have been serving you dart away, leaving you lubricated with the strange juice from those alien fruits dripping to the floor below. As you are held off of the floor and nestled between the queen alien's breasts, facing outward, you experience immense pleasure. Her touch must have activated whatever arousal-related chemicals were in the fruit and alien saliva, and now you are helpless in a euphoric gale of the mind. Indeed, the environment around the ship must have been modified by them. How else would the lubricant on their bodies and in these round fruits be so similar, and be reacting together to make you gasp and moan and breathe deeply? Yeah, this is true. But now you're ensnared, so it doesn't make much difference. You're going to go deeper, and the overstimulated feeling within will let her do everything she wants to do to you. Then you see what the hands hidden behind her back are holding. Her voice once more rings in your mind. You hear her voice encouraging you, egging you on. She holds up a strange thing in the two hands that are not holding you, suspended off the ground. Her other hands are holding an egg, like the ones on the walls. Despite its size, she easily holds it up. It does not have the vagina-like lips that the other eggs do. It instead has a long tentacle, blotchy in flesh color with purple patches. The tip is a round suction cup, with ridges and bumps around it. You see a wet darkness within. It is long, and she slides it down and fastens it around your cock, slipping you inside, slowly pulling you into the tentacle. Your back arches the moment she does so. The machine, for it does seem to be a biological machine, attaches to you. You toss back your head, and she says the words again, and now you understand what she was trying to tell you the whole time. Come inside. She wants you to come. She wants your come. She must want it for reproduction. That's what all the eggs on the walls are about. No, based on the effort expended so far, she wants it, but she also needs it. She really needs your cum and the way her lips, unlike those of the drones before, are curved into a smile, tells you she aims to get it. The tentacle attached to that alien egg, which must be some kind of biological device, latches onto you at the base of your penis. It begins to move like a biological milking machine, an organic device built to make you get off. It feels incredible, pumping, lubricated inside, wet and dripping even more than your environment is, grabbing all the external flesh of your shaft and moving it up and down, sending signals as it moves like a piston inside that tendril. She just holds the egg up impassively and holds you up in the other two arms. The arousing lubricant from before covers you, an aphrodisiac which makes you go deeper and further into blank relaxation. The way she's holding you up off the ground actually makes you feel safe. She nestles you between her breasts, and she takes the pressure off the parts of your body she was lifting you by. The tentacle begins to pulsate and turn left and right, pistoning and corkscrewing around your shaft like an efficient milking device, slightly moving your cock to send stimulation spiraling into your brain, which is already aroused as your spine and pleasure centers join the chorus of euphoria. She is drooling lubricant both from her body and from the long tentacle. Her lips glisten, and a stream of drool comes from the corner of her mouth. She must be satisfied that soon she will have your cum. The long tentacle moves even faster. The speed of it isn't the only thing. The contours inside constantly change, pumping and thrusting and moving. You try to move your hips, but the tentacle follows you anyway. You know it will make you come soon. When it does, she will have captured your cum. She will have access to it. She will have what she wanted. Here on this alien world, in this green splash of light, you will be held up and milked for your cum. Your body and brain hold still for a moment, suspended in the pleasure of it. You shiver and spasm, and feel it begin the semen extraction process you can neither stop nor change. The tendril sucks lewdly and luridly, makes lubricant and your own juices drip to the floor below. You moan, feeling it touch you in every place that feels good. 100 licking tongues that change shape and move in long milking rotations that force pleasure up into you. Climax is coming quick. She just keeps doing what she's doing, and you get the sense she will not stop, that she does not intend to stop any time soon. You are held by a powerful alien queen. Her servants prepared you. Now her arms are rubbing your shoulders. You hear her whisper in your mind. Come, 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 come. Her voice in your mind still. The smacking of the tendril moving up and down your cock makes you closer to her. You move and arch your body into her, massage your own mind and body to make it more suitably prepared to come, 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 come amid the wet, smacking strokes of that tendril. Then the sense of what she wants invades you.